Welcome to Top Stories, the show in which I, Andy Zaltzman, tell you what was the biggest news story in the world some time ago, as reported on the Bugle podcast. Now, in March 2011, Pope Benedict was feeling forgiving and decided it was in his gift to make one epic exoneration. This is from issue 146 of the Bugle, entitled Long Overdue. Here I am with John Oliver.
Top story this week, Jews news! Andy, this is huge. Pope Benedict is set to announce in a new book next week that Jewish people are, wait for it, not responsible for the death of Jesus. Not guilty, Andy! Not guilty! It's like the OJ trial all over again, except this time you actually didn't commit the murder. Congratulations! This must be a massive relief for you.
Well, it's huge, John. You know, we're off the hook. I mean, a couple of thousand years late, but, you know, better late than never, I guess. I mean, well, for a start, it's a surprise that it's taken people so long to get over it. It was just one guy, you know, and, you know, he'd have died anyway. Plus, it was a bloody good career move for the lad as well. So many have copied him since to boost flagging popularity. And the thing was, John, from Jesus' point of view, his last couple of parables have got pretty lukewarm reviews, particularly the parable of the half-eaten sandwich and the cleaning lady. And the parable of the dog with no nose, apparently would have smelled terrible, lacking, as he would have done, the olfactory self-awareness to maintain even canine levels of hygiene. And Jesus' last miracle would end up with a man with an orange for a head and a woman with an orangutan instead of a husband. So, clearly, he was on the downward curve, John. And, you know, he's done an Elvis, basically. So, you know, it clearly wasn't our fault, John. It was his agents, if anything. But it's amazing how long the paperwork took to come through on this Jesus case. I mean, could have saved my team a lot of aggro if it hadn't fallen down the back of a filing cabinet in 35 AD. But there you go.
He's done an Elvis. Are you saying that the last years of Jesus' life, he was very much Las Vegas Jesus?
Well, you know, he wore white suits, didn't he?
Well, I suppose I can't deny there is a connection there. Now, sure, Andy, there are going to be some anti-Semites who still say, well, there have been lots of high-powered Jewish lawyers working on this case for over 2,000 years, so they were bound to force a result at some point. But I say don't listen to them, Andy. This is justice! Justice! And I guess the key question is, what now? This was a wrongful conviction, a slanderous allegation, and I think you, Andy, would be well within your rights to sue the Romans for everything you can get. Who knows how damaged your reputation has been?
Yeah, well, it's been pretty damaged, certainly a couple of gigs I've done. Certainly, I'm pretty sure that
That's not what I'm talking about, Andy. The Anti-Defamation League said it was an important and historic moment, and it really is. It's going to force everyone to see the world in a slightly different way. Because I, for one, Andy, have known you for a long time. And I've always just assumed that you were a little bit of a murderer. And now I realise that was wrong. It was wrong. That was groundless. And this must be quite a shift for you as well. You've been living in a mental prison your entire life. Now you get to walk out into the community without that criminal record hanging over you. Do you think you'll be able to assimilate into society okay? I just hope you don't re-offend, you know, finding yourself wanting to murder someone dressed like Jesus in a nativity play just to get your identity back.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's, you know, it's the only life I've ever known, John. You know, I won't get back in there. So, But it's difficult. It's going to take a lot of adjustment. I think really the Jews as a people are going to need some counselling and a lot of help from society to put ourselves back on our feet, John. Yeah, the man who was to blame clearly was, you know, Jesus himself, you know, claiming ignorance of the law. You know, he was banged to rights, John. That's not an excuse. No smoke without fire. You know, lengthy charge sheet, blasphemy, claiming to be king of the Jews, being messianic in charge of a donkey. Telling soppy, feel-good, saccharine, sweet, happy-ending stories. Now, what was he doing? Trying to get a job as a Hollywood screenwriter. Oh, guess what? He's not f***ing dead. Saw it coming, Jesus. Saw it coming. So, you know, really, he put himself in the firing line.
This is just the latest in a long line of incidents of the Catholic Church correcting past wrongs, such as the exoneration of Galileo recently. It's all part of their better so late that it's basically never system of justice. This isn't entirely new. The Catholic Church has officially considered the Jews free from blame regarding Jesus' death since 1965. which, you are right, is breathtakingly recent. That was recent, Andy. In 1964, they still thought you were guilty.
And it's what? So in 1965, they decided we weren't guilty, and it's taken 46 years for the press release to come out.
That's better. You've got to be sure, Andy. You can let justice take its course. The difference here, of course, is that this comes straight from the big guy, straight from the Pope. It's basically a celebrity endorsement, and they can be very powerful. For instance, the food here in America at Taco Bell is objectively disgusting. But if a retired NBA player pretends to eat it, all of a sudden it's worth trying. And the same is true with this example. Not blaming Jewish people for murdering Jesus may not seem appetizing to people at first. The Pope is just asking everyone to try it. And this might actually be a good move for him. Pope Benedict has not enjoyed the best relationship with Jewish people so far, dating back to the fact that, as an impressionable child, he was in a youth group that was in favour of their extermination. And that will cause friction, Andy. You know, if you were in a youth group that had aims to wipe John Oliver off the face of the planet, then I would probably have some concerns about that. However much you claim that it was years ago and the group was really just about increasing your own pride rather than plotting my extinction, I still think it would make me uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, it wasn't years ago, John. It was very recently, and I was considered too old for membership. So.
Thank you for listening to Top Stories. If you've enjoyed it, A, well done. B, congratulations. And C, go and tell a friend, family member or enemy about this show, and or leave a nice review or comment somewhere that people might see it, ideally in a legal manner.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.